Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I'm so excited. I'm excited about what God's going to do. He ain't done yet. He's just beginning. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. I'm going to give him praise and glory. Can we just go ahead and give him some thanks for what he's going to do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I think it's so exciting that God even honors our calendar year. You know, we're just stepping in to a brand new year, a brand new season. Lord said we were going to end 2015 with a shout, and we're going to bring 2016 in with a bang. God's going to blow our socks off. Amen? Amen. Amen. We got to take them off because where we're standing is holy ground. Amen? Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 58. If you don't have a Bible, if you want one, slip up your hand and somebody will put one in your hand. Amen. We're going to align with the Word and then we're going to act off of the Word, okay? Praise God. You know, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about was as we come into this new season, not to drag old junk into this new season with us. It's a brand new season. You know, the year may have started on Friday, but your brand new season can start this very day. Amen. Amen? This very day. God can twist and turn and move things like you thought he could never do. And he really excites you. You know what he said? You know, today he's going to heal. He's going to deliver. He's going to restore. He's going to fill. He's going to refresh. He's going to renew. He's going to do everything that he said he would do. Amen? Amen. You know, the Word of God says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And as we speak the Word of God, we're just going to act on what God says. Amen. I don't know about you, but he spoke to me the other day. I was running in the park. And the Lord said this to me. He said, my children are always proclaiming, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But do they believe that I can do all things? If you can't believe he can do all things, how in the world can you do all things if you don't believe that he can do all things? Amen. Amen? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Amen. He's your healer. He's your restorer. He's your refresher. He's your renewer. Amen. So look with me. The Lord took me in a little different direction, and he's kind of good at that. I start studying, and I think I'm going one direction, and all of a sudden the Lord says, okay, take a left turn right there. And he takes me out to an area that I'm not comfortable with. So we'll just see what the Holy Ghost has to say. Amen? Amen. You know, in Isaiah 58, the prophet Isaiah, when he prophesies, it's past, present, future. Past, present, future. And as he's prophesying about fasting. And at the beginning of the year, there's many people that fast. Most of them fast to lose weight. But that isn't the fast he desires for you and I to take. And he's going to talk to you about the way to fast today. So look with me in Isaiah 58, verse number 6 and number 7. He says, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then he says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine help shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward or thy rear guard. Now, I want to stop here for a second. Back in 2010, when the Lord gave me instructions on the first Sunday of every month to have a miracle healing service, On that Sunday morning, the Lord healed me completely in my body. I was a diabetic for 10 years. I was on medication. And on January of 2010, he healed me of diabetes. My blood pressure was normal. My triglycerides were normal. My cholesterol was normal. Everything in my body was normal. And God says, hey, don't be afraid of doctors. He said, go to the doctors and the doctor will prove your healing. Well, you know, we don't have to be afraid of doctors. God's the healer. God's Jehovah Rapha. He's the healer. He gave us doctors to help us, to assist us, but he also that proves what God has done. Amen. But what the Lord had spoken to me about, and this is where I want to go today. I see so many people that are healed and they lose their healing. In other words, God heals them in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a week later, the adversary comes and steals what God has done. So what the Lord was speaking to me about is, hey, let's speak on how to keep what God has done. You know, when the Lord healed me in January of 2010, he said, son, you have to use wisdom and discipline. Wisdom is in the spiritual was the word of God, and the discipline was obeying it. And the natural, the wisdom was eating right and exercise. We feed the spirit, we feed the man. There's two parts here. We're in the flesh. We can operate in the spirit, but we're also in the flesh. So it's important that God wants us to maintain and keep what he's doing. He's going to deliver people here today. He's going to set people free from addictions, from bondage. He's going to heal people from sickness and diseases. And God wants you to keep what he's going to do for you today. He isn't just a God that wants you to feel good today. He wants you to feel good every day. I serve a good God. I serve a God that loves. Man, I serve a God that loves you so much that he doesn't want to see you the way you are. Sin and disease is coming in this world, but God is bigger than any sickness name. We just sang that song, Name Above All Names. Man, if that sickness has a name, we can take authority over it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I believe it. I believe it. So we're going to go with, I'm going to speak to you out of verse number I'm going to speak to you out of verse number 11 today and how to keep our healing. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. The title of this morning's message is Breakthrough to Spring Forth. And there's three things I want to share with you out of this text. He guides, he pleases, and he saturates, okay? Those are the three areas I want to go. Because we flow and operate in this realm, we're going to walk around healthy. You know, the world is looking at the church. Amen? They're looking at the church. It's time for you and I to get healthy. Anybody else with me? How many in the room are sick and tired of being sick and tired? Amen. Come on. Come on. All right. So we're going to take authority over this. So let's lift the word up and make a declaration in the house today. Repeat after me. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, I pray right now, Father God, that Carl gets out of the way. Spirit of the living God, speak to this vessel today. May the words that come forth with clarity and understanding. May the congregation, those gathered here, be edified, encouraged, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And Father, as you said in your word, it'll never return to you void. It'll accomplish what you sent it to do. So we thank you that you sent it to accomplish something in every heart and every life that is gathered in this room. Lord, we're so grateful that you never leave anyone out. That you have a plan and purpose in every life gathered here. So, Lord, we rejoice in your goodness and your mercy. And we just say thank you, Jesus, for all that you're going to do in this house today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. So first off, he's our guide. Amen. Amen. He says in our text today, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. Amen. So look with me in Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You get there, say amen. Amen. Now, you might take a pencil and write down scriptures, because once I get flowing, I might keep going. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we find ourselves in a place of uncertainty. I don't know about you, but there's times in my life that I tried to do it my way instead of his way. I have found out something, that his way is so much better than my way. Amen. Oh, man. He says in Isaiah 42, verse 16, he says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. In other words, in this new walk with Jesus, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12 that I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is my good and reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. In other words, he's going to lead me in ways that places that I've never been before. He says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, and I will lead them in the paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Amen. So when we come to this brink, and we've just been healed, we've just been delivered, we've just been set free, God has given us a guide. He's given us a helper. He's given us a friend to guide us and to lead us in the right direction. You know, the Bible says the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. So as we're following his guidance and his direction, it's not my way, it's his way. Amen? So in Isaiah chapter 30, the word of God says in verse 21, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. In other words, let's not get ahead of God. If he is our God, he's our leader. How many have ever been in a foreign nation and you had a tour guide? Anybody? And has anybody ever wandered off from their tour guide and got lost? They thought they could do it better. Amen. In other words, God has given us a guide. He's given us a helper. The Bible says, how be it, when the Spirit of truth has come, he shall lead you into all truth, in John 16, 13. Amen. So as a new creation in Christ Jesus, you and I have been given the Spirit of God. The Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, that he leads us and directs us and guides us. Amen. I don't know about you, but when the Lord came into my life, I had to change directions, and I had to change some things in my life. You know, my life was like the old country song, looking for love in all the wrong places. And believe me, I found all the wrong things. But when love came into my room on October the 12th, 1997, God called me into ministry and called me to follow him. You know, many times in my life, I gave my heart to Jesus probably 100 times. I picked him up to make him my Savior 100 times. I was going down life's highway and I just picked me up some Jesus, okay? Come with me. Pick me up some Jesus. But on October the 12th, 1997, that day I made him Lord of my life. And when I made him Lord and I gave him control, old things surely passed away. Then everything became new. Amen. We want to pick him up as an additive. Give me some Jesus. I'll take Jesus on my journey. Amen. But what he wants us to do, he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. That one time we were the people, but now we're children of God. We're not going in the same direction anymore. You know, I was going down life's highway this way, and I thought I had it made in the natural. I thought I had it made. I had 6 different corporations. I had businesses. I had money. I thought money would bring me happiness. Money never brought me anything but misery. Hello? The more I had, the more misery I had. Till I met Jesus. I met the Prince of Peace. I got the joy of the Lord that's my strength. I get high on Jesus every day. I get drunk in the Holy Ghost, and I don't have a hangover. You know what I did on New Year's? I celebrated Jesus. Hallelujah. I drank some new wine. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on. You know what? He is no respecter of persons. The same word he has for me, he has for you. Amen. He doesn't love me any more than he loves anybody in this room. And he doesn't love you any more than he loves anybody else. Amen. He loves us all. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what you've done. He has a plan in your life, and he's not going to change his mind. The call of God is irrevocable. It will not change. It will not change. No matter how far I got out there, God knew I'd be standing here before you today. Come on now. Come on now. God knew that you would be in this room today. Amen. Because he's got something great for you. Amen. See, he not only guides us, but he pleases me. He provides for me. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Come on now. I don't have any lack. I don't have any lack. I'm blessed and highly favored. You're blessed and you're highly favored. If you're a child of God, the blessings of Abraham is upon you. Amen. Somebody thinks that just because you're a Christian, you got to be poor and sick and miserable. That isn't the God I serve.
That's right. That's true.
The God I serve gives exceedingly abundantly above whatever you expected or even asked for. Amen. Well, I serve a great big God. He owns the cattle on the hills and the hills that they stand upon. I've been at times and said, Lord, can you just have a cattle sale? And he sells some cows and transfer. He transfers some wealth. Amen? Amen? I've seen the wealth transferred. Praise God. Amen. I better get back to where I was going. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, he's your guide. He's my guide too. Amen. Turn me to Psalm 63. He's my provider. You know, the adversary is very deceptive. It's kind of interesting. It was kind of interesting back in 2010 when I gave my, 97 it was, when I gave my heart to the Lord in October the 12th, 1997. I had several different international corporations. I had a vacation club. I had a 50-man sales line at the Royal Sunset Club in Cancun, Mexico. And after I gave my heart to the Lord, I was reading the scriptures where it says that he make the crooked path straight. And I thought I could hold on to this. And I was praying one day, and the Lord said, release that corporation and that business. You can't have it. And I said, okay, I'll sell it. No, you can't sell it. You have to release it. So I released it to partners in Mexico and Guadalajara, Mexico, Travel Recreation International. And so what he was saying is he when he's talking about making crooked paths straight, he's not telling us to live in a crooked life and he's going to straighten it out. Amen. He provides for each and every one of us. So in Psalms 63, the psalm that's David was in a dry place. He was in the wilderness. Has everybody been in the wilderness before? Okay. I'm going somewhere. Just bear with me. And the Word of God says in Psalm 63:1, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, and my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Amen. I want you to understand that your God will satisfy every longing of your soul. You know, all my life before Christ, I was looking for something. And I go through one thing, and I go through another thing, and I go through something else, and I thought that would bring me joy. I thought that would bring me happiness. And it did for a moment, but then it faded away. Amen. But with the true joy, true love, true peace came from the encounter I have with Jesus. He gave me everything my heart was searching for. All my life, all those lies that the adversary brought and deception that this was going to make me happy. Amen. He made me happy. And he made me happier with her. We're getting ready to celebrate 39 years. It was kind of interesting because my father was a preacher and my granddaddy was a preacher and I was a rebel, but my mom said, son, you need to marry this one. Boy, she was so right. Amen. And even when I was in darkness, I listened to the woman of God. And let me say something about, I was called to ministry and a revival with Jim and Tammy Baker when I was 12 years old in a church in Percival, Virginia. I was called and it was prophesied over me to in the ministry, but I rebelled against God. I never denied God, I just rebelled against him. I always knew who he was. I didn't disrespect him, I didn't disown him, I just wasn't serving him. I thought I was gonna go out and find out what all the world has to offer, and boy, I messed up. Missed a lot of things. But you know something? The Lord said something to me one day. And he's saying this to somebody in this room. He said, son, here's what I'm going to do for you. He says, I'm going to take everything that the adversary meant for evil, and I'm going to turn around and use it for my glory. He said, nothing wasted. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. God has a greater plan in your life. The adversary wants you to live in your past instead of see God in your life and for your future. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's nothing back there in the world. Amen. I had an encounter with Jesus. I had an encounter with the glory of God. Amen. And once you've measured and ministered and been in his glory, there's nothing that compares. My eyes have seen the glory. Amen. Amen. I don't know why I'm going here for some reason. I know you're saying, get on with it, Pastor. Turn me on Psalms 107. I'll move along. Do you know that Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And every area that we go is somewhere that somebody is dealing with something that God's going to minister to today. Amen? It doesn't mean that every word's for you. Maybe for the one next to you. I used to have an old saying, if the shoe doesn't fit, pass it on. Amen. In Psalms 107, verse number 8, it says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." Jesus says, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Amen. The prophet Jeremiah said this in Jeremiah 31. "I will satiate this," verse 14, he says, "I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord." In other words, God wants you to understand today, not only does he guide you, but he's your provider. He'll please you. He'll satisfy the longing of our souls. You know, the word of God says that we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Amen? That you're a priest. We're priests unto the kingdom of God. Did I miss your scripture? Okay. Amen? So not only does he, in other words, what he is saying, when you get healed, listen to the guide. He is the one that's going to satisfy you. He's the one that's going to guide you. He's the one that's going to take that. He's going to lift something off of you, and he's going to give you something to help you, to sustain you, and to keep you. Amen? And the problem is, when we try to do it in our own strength, we're not strong enough. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen? In other words, when God heals you today, I don't want to hear next week that you got it back. Anybody with me? So he's going to guide you. He's going to satisfy you. And he's going to saturate you. Look with me in Ezekiel 34. Verse 26, he says, "And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season, and there shall be showers of blessing." He said he'll pour out his former and latter rain upon the earth. I believe we're entering a season of the latter rain of God. I believe there's an end time harvest that's coming. I believe there's a move of the Holy Ghost that's coming across this nation, and it's going to be love. This move of love, it's a new measure of love. It's a godly love. When people come into the presence of this love, their heart will be melted because they'll finally come encountered with what they've been looking for their entire lives. Amen. There's nothing that could compare to the love of God. There's nothing that can compare to that love. It'll melt your heart. It'll melt your life. Oh, man, you'll just fall. You know when people said fall in the presence of God and cried, "Holy, holy, holy," because they encountered the pure love of God. The pure love of God. They recognized that every other love that they have witnessed in their life was adulterated. It wasn't pure. Amen. But God is love. God is love, and the spirit of love is going to call back. You know, there's many of children of God that have departed, that left the faith. God's going to call them back. God's going to call them back. There's getting ready to be a wave of the Holy Ghost that's going to bring them back, and they're going to come in, and they're going to melt in the presence of God's love. Amen. Their hearts are going to melt. Their lives are going to be transformed. Amen. Because there's no impurity in his presence. Amen. When his glory falls, this glory realm is the realm of glory, and this realm of glory is love. Amen. But he said, and the psalmist says, "We shall be like a tree that's planted by the river of waters, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf withereth not, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. See, when this rain, it's a blessing of rain. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Springs of living water.
That's right.
I like the old hymn song.
Me too.
Sing it.
Okay. Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I. My soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water. A wonderful and bountiful supply.
Come on, let's go to the main part. This is why.
This is why I am so happy. This is why I am so free. I am drinking at the well of full salvation. So won't you come and have a drink with me?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn me to Psalms 92. The Lord wants to say something to somebody, and then we'll get ready to close. All right? Hallelujah. The righteous of God shall flourish. The Word of God says in Psalms chapter 92, verse number 12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow up like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. If you're breathing, God is not finished with you. Come on now. If you're breathing, God is not finished with you. Amen. God wants to swell up inside you. Hey, you've got so much wisdom. This next generation needs the wisdom that comes from you. And the problem is the devil has shut your mouth to not teach and help this next generation. Amen. They might not agree, but you've got a lot of wisdom and knowledge for this next generation. Every storm and every test you've been through is for their benefit. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'd rather learn from someone else's storm. A lot of times, I go through things and I go through tests, and I don't learn, and I got to go through it again. I want to be a quick learner. Teach me, Lord. I'd rather learn from somebody else's, hey, I'd rather learn from them. Look at the one next to you and say, God isn't done with you. To show that the Lord is upright and he is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. Isn't that good news? Amen. Good news. Good news. Good news. Amen. Good news. Hallelujah. Good news. You're young. Good news. Listen to grandma beside you. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, didn't mean to pick one. God's poured out his spirit upon all flesh. He doesn't have to do it again. He has already done it. It's just like there's a river. That's flowing. Why ain't feeling nothing? Jump in. Jump in. Amen. I ain't never been refreshed without jumping in. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Hey, there's a river that's flowing from the throne of God. Enter in. Enter in. Enter in. Enter in. He isn't going to bring the river from here and just throw it on you. Sometimes you might get you a little splash. Like when I do a swan dive and I do a belly flop. Amen. Turn me to Joel 3 and I'll close. Hallelujah. Joel 3, 18 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop with new wine, speaks of fruit, and the hills shall flow with milk, speaks of nourishment. And all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and the fountains shall come forth out of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. And that valley was a desolate valley where there was no life. And God wants you to understand something today. As this river of life is flowing, it's going to bring life to some desolate places. There's going to be things that you, some people that you thought would never change. God couldn't do anything with that. And all of a sudden, that water is going to touch them. And it's going to bring forth life in them. And look out. When God changes somebody and radically, they become radical for the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen? When God delivers you out of something, I'm telling you something. God has a plan. And he doesn't want to leave anyone out. He doesn't want to leave anyone out. So in closing today, in Isaiah 61, it says this. He says, I will greatly rejoice in verse 10 of the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he have clothed me with the garments of salvation and have covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh herself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. What is God saying to you and I in closing simply today? Have you lost direction? He's our guide. Have you been looking in the wrong places? He's our pleaser. He's our provider. Are you dry? Do you need to be refreshed? He's going to pour out showers of blessing. He wants to saturate us. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do today. In the closing moments of this first part of the service, maybe you're here today and you've gotten off the path. Maybe you've lost direction. You know, there's not any greater thing that you can do to begin this new year is just to simply rededicate your life to Jesus. He is the author and he is the finisher of your faith. He says, behold, I'm knocking at your heart's door. If you hear my voice, if you open the door, I'll come in afresh and new. And if that is you and you just feel the call to, you're not the place you need to be and you want to start this new year off right, will you just lift your hand and say, Pastor, that is me. And they see your hand. I see the 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 hand. There's another one here today. Pastor, I'm not in the place I need to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see that hand. Is there another one here? Oh, I'm going to start this year right. I'm just not going to be a talker. I'm going to be a doer. You know, faith without works is dead being alone. Amen. Is there anyone else? This is between you and me. I see that hand back there. Is there another one here today? Hallelujah. I don't want to get the horse in front of the cart. I don't want to get the cart in front of the horse because God's going to do some wonderful things in here today. Is there anyone else? Can we all just stand? Well, I'm going to pray a prayer of rededication. If you raise your hand, I just ask you to say this prayer. Amen. I'm not telling you what to pray. I'm just leading you. But when you pray, pray with your heart. It's not about the words that come out of your mouth. It's the words that come forth from your heart. So pray with me. Say, Dear Jesus, thank you for what you did for me on the cross of Calvary. You came to give me life in the abundance thereof. Today, Lord, I choose to follow you. I choose to be a new creation in you. Lord, I need your help. You said, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? I'm asking, Lord. I need your help. I need your guidance. Guide me. Direct me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Father, thank you for what you did in my life this very day, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,